In this exercise, we are going to practice mindfulness of sounds. Before we engage in the practice, I want to recap and remind you of the purposes of the exercises and what the intention is behind sustained attention or concentration on a single object. It's about training our mental muscle to build our span of attention, to be able to respond with a wise mind. Think of how many times so far you've found that your mind has wandered in the practices. It's what our minds do. It's rather like an untrained puppy. Time and again, we need to just gentle, with kindness, to bring the wandering mind back, to sustain that concentration, to train our mind, to deepen the awareness of the patterns of our individual minds and to move towards increased insight. So concentrated focus, maintaining attention on a chosen object, so far the breath, the body, thoughts. Here we're going to focus our attention on sounds and simply noticing what arises with curiosity and kindness to train the mind towards becoming mindfully emotionally intelligent. So try this now, adopting a dignified posture, not stiff, becoming aware of where your body makes contact, the feet firmly on the ground, back slightly away from the chair. And if it's comfortable for you to do so, then close your eyes or soften your gaze. And now bring attention to the focus on sounds. Don't strive to hear sounds. Simply let whatever is present come into your awareness. Sounds may be close, near or distant, simply becoming aware in this moment of the soundscape that is present. Maybe you can hear the rain in the distance. Notice the pitch, the tone, maybe a clock, muffled voices, busyness of the traffic, loud, soft. Notice if there are any gaps. Try not to think about the soundscape you are experiencing. Accept what is. If your mind is wandering to thinking about the sounds, gently bring it back to the focus intention here is to experience sounds rather than interpret. To come back, what the philosopher Heidegger called, to things in themselves. The phenomena of sounds. As you come out of the practice, notice, did you become aware of reactions to particular sounds you liked or disliked? Did you notice any bodily sensations associated with your reactions? To extend this practice, you might like to bring into awareness, be curious about your reactions. What does this reveal in terms of pattern of your mind?